This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it, but in the meantime, he's got a couple of J's over here. I'm Jay Kirshner, and she's Jen Horn.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have to ask you, Jen, when you go in to do your morning show today, give us a little plug.
What are we going to talk about today? Well, today, we, of course, are going to have the full precap, recap, and all the in-between, Trump indictment. That'll be big. We do politics. So that's going on this week. That'll be a big story on our show. We also have Gavin Newsom, who sat down, our governor in California, who sat down with Sean Hannity this week on Fox News Channel. If you didn't think he was serious about running for president, well, what other reason would you have than to have Gavin Newsom sit down with Sean Hannity? And he defended a lot of what he's done in California. So we'll talk about that. And there's just, you know, there's a lot going on. Our Glendale Unified School District, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this. There has been a lot of protest and concern. This is another one of those hot areas where parents are trying to get involved. And there's almost become pieces of violence. At a school board meeting last week, parents showed up to protest some of the LGBTQ curriculum. And there's the reason I say some is because I think it's important to talk about what that means. And Antifa showed up, and there were people who got arrested, and there was a guy that was on my program that got arrested just for praying over the crowd because there was violence going on, and he ended up in jail. I mean,
he was arrested for praying?
Praying over the crowd to try to bring peace to the crowd. Yeah. And he was actually arrested, and we have no cash bail in LA County. He was not given that option. They told him he could post, I think, $500 or $1,500. And then he'd be let out. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And so finally they kept him in jail, I think, just, gosh, what, like over 24 hours, I think, just to kind of teach him a lesson. I don't know why.
What's the lesson? Don't pray? Are there grounds for him to come back, like filing a lawsuit for wrongful?
Well, I think he's definitely pursuing some other options. And the fact that it's no cash bail if you carjack somebody, but yet if you're caught praying at a protest, then all of a sudden they're going to try to get $500 from you. It's ridiculous. So that's been going on. The reason I say some of the curriculum, I think that there's this effort in our country just to further divide us, to say that anybody who or any parent who stands up against some of the curriculum that's being taught in school when it comes to LGBTQ is somehow anti-LGBTQ. That is not what's happening. You actually have a lot of, in this group of Glendale parents, a lot of them publicly have gone on local and national news, gay parents, you know, parents with, you know, families with two dads or two moms, mm-hmm. saying, no, we're standing with these people. This is not just a conservative thing. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have people from all religions. Because in Glendale, there was a special needs girl named Thelma. She's 13 or 14, but she's in the eighth grade. Her friend is a transgender kid. She did not understand. If she sees a girl, she's having a hard time calling he, him, even though those are the chosen pronouns. And so the kid, the transgender person, was like, it's okay. Thelma's my friend. Whatever she wants to call me, she can call me. That's okay. The teacher, however, started calling Thelma a bigot. And she was punished for not choosing for not giving the selected pronouns and all this stuff. And it became a big deal. The city council was involved. And then people started digging into the curriculum. They found that Thelma was also asked to read really graphic accounts of how two women have a sexual relationship, like in detail, stuff that we probably wouldn't even say at a bar together, Jay, having cocktails. Like,
yes.
There's some pretty intense stuff that she was forced to read out loud. She was very embarrassed. She was forced to change in a locker room, both boys and girls. I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. So she raised a lot of attention when her parents came forward and said, this isn't right. And then people started looking into Glendale, and they started realizing a lot of what California is doing, it's pushing not even pushing, but it's over the limit of sexualization. And that becomes the issue. How much sexual curriculum is appropriate at the middle school level? So I think, unfortunately, it gets lumped into the LGBTQ argument. People go, well, that means you're anti-gay. Well, no, we're anti having our kids talking about these practices in a classroom. And so I think it's important to make that distinction, because there's already enough, like, legitimate hate out there. We don't need to create or foster more hate. And everybody should be able to chime in about what's appropriate for their kids on all sides of the argument.
Well, and that's vilified. The thing. They should be able to chime in for their own kids, not put it out that, well, no other kid should be able to do this. But also at the same time, there should be an age limit of what is appropriate when it comes to instruction and when it comes to that sexual nature of sexual orientation, sexual attraction. I was in eighth grade, which is middle school, when we had the sex ed class that we had, but it wasn't about sex. It was about how our body works.
Biology.
Yes, it was more about that. And then it was also about how the other sex's body works and all of that stuff. And we were separated. It was the girls in one room, the boys in the other. And we had our own lessons to a degree. Same lessons, I think. But still, it was about that. It wasn't about doing it. And for a middle schooler to have to read graphic, whether or not it's gay or straight, that is porn. That is inappropriate.
And that's what I don't even feel comfortable telling you what they were asking this girl to read. It's that bad. But I think it's really important for us to use our words carefully here, because it's the same kind of, you can correlate it to the controversy that was drummed up, because no one knew how to explain what was going on when you had governors saying, well, no more drag queen appearances at a library. Well, here's the thing. The problem is not the drag queens. I love a drag queen brunch. The problem is not the drag queens. Drag queens are fun. They're fabulous.
It's entertainment value.
It's entertainment. But what parents are taking issue with is that sometimes drag queens can pump up sexuality, right? They can shake things a little bit, or they can make off-color jokes. And part of the reason why we all love them, maybe, or why some of us love them, is because of that very thing. Is that appropriate for a 7-year-old to see in a public library? That's the question. It's not about whether or not it's the costume. It's about the behavior of the person in the costume. Are they being overly sexualized? I wouldn't want a straight stripper or a straight male dancer in a public library either.
especially if they are using the context of sexualization. There was a woman who had an OnlyFans account, very appropriate when she was doing the family thing, but this was just her side hustle. That's where she made her money, and it's not like she promoted it in her community or anything. Somebody else found it, and she was kicked off the PTA. She was told she was not allowed to volunteer at any school functions because
of
this.
That's stupid too.
And it was only, but the thing is, her children were in elementary school. The kids didn't know about any of this. It was only the parents. So the parents were uncomfortable with how she made money, that she got banned from being an active part in her child's academics.
See, that to me,
that's not okay.
No, there's no business of people, you know, commenting in that regard about how you're making money.
She didn't
bring
any of that. Yeah, she didn't bring any of that to school with her or anything like that.
If it's not mixed in, the problem is when it becomes mixed in. And so, unfortunately, because everybody's in such a push to be hateful against the other side of the ideological aisle, nobody takes the time to actually explain things. So you have a lot of people who are like, you know, conservatives and religious people hate drag queens. And then you've got conservative people going, all drag queens are sexual. You know, nothing is absolute like that. And we need to make sure that we're painting things appropriately, because otherwise all this misinformation and hate starts to really catch fire and push people even further into their corners where nobody's willing to have a conversation about anything.
Well, and when we look at the science behind sex, not the act of it, but chromosomes, that's the scientific situation. Gender is a societal norm where there are tribes in other areas of the world who have more than just two genders. That is their social norm. And when you look at young kids, 7, 5, 3, 2, they do not think in the context of gender or sexual orientation or sexual attraction. They don't look at a toy and think that's a girl's toy or a boy's toy unless somebody's telling them that. They just know
they just play
that's something they
play
like.
With.
Yeah, they just want to play with that. And that's
And you
that
know,
should
there's nothing
okay.
wrong with a little boy who's playing with a Barbie dream house. mouse or a little girl who's playing with G.I. Joe. But I think we get so forced into putting our own baggage on people, whether that's we have to be accepting of everyone. You have to think that you're gay until you're not. Or you have to think you're straight. Just let the kid develop. Love your kid.
Let people live their lives. Exactly. And I think that there's a practice of unconditional love that is not being utilized anymore, where some people think that, well, if my child is this way, I have to break it, or my child will not be this way. Well, you don't know what your child is going to be like until they grow into their own person.
Yep. And that's the thing, is you're supposed to just create the best human that you can, right? And unfortunately, there's such a push now in California to, and I think just around the world, to take away kids' innocence. So early, and you know, you only get 10 or 11 years of innocence in your life.
Oh,
I missed the days
that
of
anymore.
Being a kid.
Yeah.
And not anymore. I know, that's the point. Like, I
think you have like 7 years before the peers have more input than the parents.
Exactly. And that's what's so sad. We should be trying to protect our kids' innocence as long as possible. And however we do that, it should be the ultimate goal of parents and some of these school boards that are trying to come up with curriculum and adopt it from the state and all these. We need to think about protecting our kids as much as we can, because you only get a short amount of time of living in that space where you are protected.
And their mentality, the suicide rate, it's an epidemic, and it does not care who you are sexually attracted to or your age or anything like that. But there is a rise in young adults and teens and even kids that you would think that how do you even know anything about this, that are taking their own lives. And it's not just in the LGBTQIA community. It's because they feel alone. They feel attacked. They feel like nobody loves them, and especially the people who are supposed to love them the most, their own parents and everything.
And I would also say there's a lot of messages. There's just a lot of competing messages out there to kids that it's very confusing. And we should be trying to help fix that rather than make it even more confusing. It's sad. It's hard to be a kid these days, that's for sure.
Oh, especially because you remember, you and I, Jen, when we were kids, if anybody was being bullied, it ended as soon as the school bell rang. And now there's social media. Now everybody has a phone.
Follows you home.
Texting. And yes, you are still just, it comes at you from every angle. If you feel like you are struggling or you know somebody who is, share the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is 988. You can call, you can chat, SMS. It is 18 after the hour.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. And King Charles is bringing something back, a tradition not seen
Sexy.
Since 1986. Oh, did he ever have it? Wait, what? Moving on.
No.
Oh, no. So, the Trooping of the Color this weekend, it's the King's birthday celebration.
Oh,
and yeah, so they do it every year. Queen Elizabeth had it for how many years? And there's a tradition that stopped in 1986. Queen Elizabeth made her last ride during the procession, riding her horse. And it's not like she stopped riding horses altogether. So that begs the question, why did she stop for the Trooping of the Color?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, too, right? I mean, 1986.
Yes, in 1986, yeah. And
we don't know why she stopped?
No, she decided to start riding in the, why am I forgetting the word for it? Riding in the thing that the horse pulls.
Oh, the carriage.
The carriage, thank you.
Like Cinderella.
Yes, couldn't get there. So she's just decided to, in 1986, that she wasn't going to ride in it for the parade, even though she rode her horses well into her 90s. And then Prince Philip, his last ride before joining his wife in the carriage was in 2003. That's when he hung up his stirrups and joined her. And so we've not had that, the royal, the head of, not head of state, the king or queen or anything, the monarchy.
Yeah.
Riding since 1986, so Charles is bringing it back. King Charles, he's like, hey, let's just start doing it again.
So it's a little pomp and circumstance. So basically, he rides through the streets. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, with the parade that they go. Yeah, so he'll actually ride. I wonder if Queen Camilla will ride too, or if she. I've never seen her on a horse. Or if she'll.
I wonder, can she? Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Or if not, maybe she'll ride behind him.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Well, and then Prince William he was at the rehearsal for the band that was doing everything. Did you see, was it the trombone player who fainted? And when he came to, he stood back up and started playing again. Medical staff had to go take him.
One of the guard, right?
One of the guards just had to force him. Yes, yeah, and he kept a hold of his trombone, though. And when he came to, he just went right back to playing.
That's a well-trained man right there.
It really is.
It's got to be so hot, though. Have you ever seen those guards up close, like when you travel?
Yes. Their outfits are so thick. And what
they're
is that, wool?
Intense. And then the heavy head, the hat on top. When we were in, it's not just in England. A lot of times they just think the guard like that is in England. But in the Czech Republic, they have the same thing where the guards cannot, like, you don't even see them breathe. They look like statues. And they just sit out there no matter what the weather, rain or heat or whatever. It's amazing. They've got to actually, there's got to be some sort of training. I know they're just standing there. But still, that's hard to stand through the elements. I mean, I'm such a mover, and I sniffle.
I was going to say, or like you shift because your feet start to hurt, so you shift the one leg for a little bit, then you'll shift back to the other leg.
There's got
to
be a training how to become a statue like that for like an hour shift.
Well, but also what happens if you fail during something? Like the
you
fact
fall
that
over
people
with your
would,
trombone.
Well, no, but like, I mean, the fact that people would rather pass out and then be like, hey, I need help. I need to step away or whatever. Where I feel like most people, like you and I, it's like, okay, I'm about to pass out. I need to go sit down.
Right.
Where they're like,
they
no,
do that.
I'm going down.
Yeah. It's like they would rather just fall over. Holy smokes. And then right back up again, not even a blink. They just got right back up and he's standing again. I would be like, somebody get a doctor. I need some water over here.
I was going to say, someone get me water. Get these clothes off of me. Well, in other news, in another universe, and just like that, star Kristen Davis is opening up about her use of Botox and fillers and relaxers and being ridiculed for using the fillers, that to the point where she
really?
Shed tears about it. Well, that's the thing. With injectables, relaxers just relax the wrinkles, where fillers actually change your face shape. And I think sometimes people don't realize they go a little too far until it's too far.
Yeah, take it easy. Age gracefully if you can. Do what makes you feel good, but don't go nuts.
And leave others alone. It's 28 after the hour.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless, pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former president of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the commander-in-chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Beat you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Of the hour on Doug Steps Today radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. Doug is out right now. But he will be back before we know it. What should we do? Do you want good news or bad news first?
Good news or rough news? Let's do good and then we'll finish sad. About that.
Okay. Well, it's not necessarily sad. I guess the bad news could still be a little bit of good news, but we'll do the good news first. So when it comes to wildfires, they're just that time of year. We watch pretty much all of Australia burn. Was that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, Canada. Wildfires with all the smoke.
Yes, Canada is on fire. Parts of the states are typically on fire. California always has the wildfires going. And a lot of times there are areas that firefighters, they just can't get to them. And you have special firefighters who are, I think, typically volunteer, but they're very well trained, who are only wildfire firefighters.
Yeah, forestry kind of.
They are, yes, they are trained to do all of that stuff. They even sometimes, if there's a wildfire coming, they will ignite a fire themselves to burn off everything, so that way the wildfire has nothing else to keep traveling. Well, there is a European Technical Center that is doing research on firefighting and has a focus on wildfires. And they have created this drone that can carry a fire hose. It's being tested for quick response firefighting, able to reach hillside areas where firefighters would not be able to get to.
Oh, that's really cool. So by drone, that is a good use for a drone. Not spying on your neighbors, not taking weird pictures of women on the beach. That is a use of a drone.
It's great, right? It can hover a little under 200 feet and above a potential blaze, and it has this jet stream that can channel water from a nearby fire engine or hydrants or anything. So it's basically the hose, the same kind of hose that firefighters would use, but it's attached to a drone that somebody can then take.
Now, how do they navigate trees and stuff like that? Is it above? I guess it's above the trees.
It would go above the trees, too. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that's something that is definitely really cool. We can get behind that. It's some good news.
I like it. It's good. It's the way the technology should be used. That's a great. See, that's good. A lot of times we're using the technology. We're talking about hacks. We're talking about the crazy stuff that comes with technology. This is good stuff.
Yes, it is. Now, the other good news. it's good news tied with not so great news, but it's good. I guess it's good news. The J.P. Morgan Chase settlement with Jeffrey Epstein victims. There's been a settlement, $290 million class action lawsuit from the Jeffrey Epstein sexual abuse victims. There's, I believe, over 100 women that were seeking compensation, saying that the bank had. They accused the bank of enabling sex trafficking by the deceased financier when he was the client. And so it seems like this has been settled. These parties, the victims are going to be getting this money.
Though.
They were upset about this because it wasn't enough.
Well, they were upset about it because they said that this is just another way for them to kind of pull the wool over on us, basically saying, oh, the victims are taken care of now. But now that means the transparency is gone. You're not going to be able to hear from these people because there are probably some sort of settlement arrangement. So I saw a lot of people online. House and Habit is a great Instagram account. She was all upset yesterday. She follows this kind of stuff because she said that this money sort of pays people off and makes it go away instead of getting true justice. Now, I think it's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. Yes, that's true. You're not going to get true justice, but Jeffrey Epstein's also dead, so you're not going to get true justice anyway.
There's not going to be a lot of justice
so
there.
So at least the victims are going to get something for their troubles. So I think it is kind of a mixed bag. Yeah, we want to know the full account of what happened. We want to hold all of these other people accountable. And so a lot of people who are kind of the hardliners on this, this kind of gives a pass to the people who are still living. But at least it is something for the victims.
Well, and not just living, but living in the shadows. There are so many people that were probably a part of this that nobody knows about.
Yep. They just knew about it and let it happen.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly. Just like turn their head, just pretend, well, I'm not going to comment on it. I'm going to pretend it's not happening when it was. And there already was a previously breached $75 million settlement with another bank from victims of Epstein. So this one is $290. And, yeah, when you put it in terms of it might kind of act like hush money, that sucks.
Right.
But at the same time, where is the justice when Epstein's already dead?
And that's the thing. How much literally are these women going to get? So at least they get some financial compensation, even though that's not probably the ultimate form of justice, at least it gives them some comfort.
It is, and when you even think about this, where rape is never okay, it is traumatic, it is an experience nobody should ever have to live through. Then you go up a level of sex trafficking, where it is...
Well, you're victimized every day. It's
all
not
the
just
time,
a one-time
non-stop.
Thing.
Yes, and... It's like basically almost like being kidnapped in a sense, too.
Yeah, being a slave is what it is. I mean, that's what you're being traded into. Your value is for the sexual services you can provide. And apparently you were lucky if you got to do it to just one person, because it seems with Epstein's empire, these people were serving at the beck and call of whoever Epstein wanted to give them to.
How many people do you think knew, like not just the people who were involved, but the people who knew it was going on?
Well, and how many people did those people we know were involved tell? I don't think this mm-hmm. is something you brag about, but in inner circles, you know, people start mm-hmm. talking. It would be interesting. I'm sure it's a pretty large web, actually, of the, and it's all the rich and powerful.
Well, and it's like that black book that yeah. so many people don't want to get out. And a lot of people are like, well, why wouldn't you want it to get out? Are you hiding something in it? But how many names are in that black book that had nothing to do with Epstein? He just happened to have their information
well, that's
to put
one of
in
the people,
book.
Like Alan Dershowitz says, oh, I knew Epstein, but I never had anything to do with his, you know, his deviance. And there's a lot of people who say that. But like, what is deviance? You get a massage from someone and you think that it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe you think the guy just has a masseuse on set. It's like, it's mm-hmm. the weirdest thing. Like, how much did you know? How much did you close your eyes to? Or were you just a willing participant?
Or thinking this is a day and age where it's somewhat accepted? Because there were a lot of things that were socially acceptable that never should have been.
Well, there are a lot of things, I think, in the rich and powerful circles that we would mm-hmm. all be surprised about, that they just think is normal and commonplace. There is a different set of rules. Sadly, for people who have money, the haves and the have-nots, that I think many of us in the category of just being, you know, good middle-class people, upstanding people, that we would be shocked to learn is sort of like an everyday thing or a vacation thing for the rich and
yes.
famous. It's just weird.
Well, not even just rich, like the uber rich. And when you think about it, too, the middle class almost seems like they're dying, where the middle class used to seem like it was the bigger portion of the population, and now it just seems like it's dwindling. It's either people are rich or you are not.
Yeah,
there's
people are poor
not
or
as
are
many.
Rich.
Yes.
And sadly, that is
class.
By design. It's what conservatives like me warn against, is that moving towards a system of socialism creates a lower class and an upper class, and the middle class gets aced out. And that's what you see in many socialist countries. And so when there are a lot of people who are on the left in this country and they want to start rolling out social programs, this is the warning, is that you create a class of very rich and very poor. And not a lot of people who are surviving make it through.
Well, and it seems like a lot of what people want to do is just a band-aid on an issue without addressing the actual issue and going to the root to stop it from happening. Kind of like we talk about this on air a lot, with the college loans and the bailouts mm-hmm. or the buyouts or whatever. And while that is helpful for a lot of people, it is. It truly is. And it's not even we're not even going to go into the conversation of fair versus being unfair or whatnot. It does not fix the problem that it'll keep happening because the root issue isn't being addressed.
Right. Education is very expensive. And it's the same thing with medicine.
And interest rates.
The interest
like,
rates
that just
are
keeps
extremely
going up and
ridiculous.
Up and up. Well, yep. Most of the population, when you think of people in debt, you think of credit card debt or other things like that. The majority of debt for the population are education or medical.
Sure.
And it
and for everybody,
that
I
way.
Mean, think about it. You're a doctor, a lawyer. A lot of those people say they have to work for like a decade before they can even think about paying off their student loans.
Yes, and we are always hearing about people retiring later and later in life, or not retiring at all. But apparently, that might not be incredibly true either. There's a survey out that asked 2,000 retirees about their retiring habits and things that they wish they knew ahead of time. And people are initially apparently expected to retire around 63, but as for people in the survey, most did so about 61, 61 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I bet it's those people who are teachers who have a retirement, because then I look at like people like your dad or my dad, they just keep going. You know, they can mm-hmm. go beyond that 63 limit. They just keep going. They keep working. It keeps them active.
They'll go until they physically can't. Yeah.
It's all they know, you know, and I think there's something to it. My mom, on the other hand, worked as a teacher, and we were just talking yesterday. It's so funny that it was like the eighth year of her retirement. And I'm like, so how do you feel? And she goes, like, I haven't done anything I wanted to do yet. So I think there are a lot of people that think things are going to be different in retirement. You still have to kind of keep yourself going. But she was right. She had to deal with her aging parents. She then had to have hip replacement surgery. Like, now she's like, I feel like at the point where I can book a trip and actually do some of those things that are on my bucket list. But retirement is a strange thing, and it's very personal. Some people do not do well with retirement, and other people thrive.
Oh, absolutely. And some, I know, I grew up with some parents who, they had jobs that they hated their job, but it was how they got their income and how they could afford different things, and they just could not wait to retire. But as soon as they retired, then they went into volunteer work, doing things that actually filled their soul. So they kept working, but they no longer had to worry about the actual income itself.
Yeah, which
and
is
I
nice.
Think that, yeah, and I mean, that's technically still retirement. When it comes to the people who were in the survey, 51% admitted that they had difficulties accepting the changes to their health as they aged.
Mm-hmm.
After retirement, there were a lot of people that said they thought they had enough money saved up for retirement. It was not nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
The myths that they believed about retirement until they got to it. A lot of people thought that over half people thought that Social Security would cover the entirety of their retirement. It didn't. A little over half thought that Medicare would cover all of the costs of their healthcare situations. It didn't. So I think a lot of people go into retirement also believing these myths or with these misconceptions of how something might be or might go. And how many times have we seen somebody come out of retirement and get these different jobs because they realized they didn't have enough money for their retirement? They had to come out of it. Or something else happens in life where that took a lot of their retirement money.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And I think so many of us get misled as to how retirement, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to go. A lot of people are not financially ready for it. A lot of us in our age group in their 40s and 30s and 40s aren't starting to plan for it. And it is a catch-up game. It's hard to know what you're going to need, what expenses, what you have to anticipate. And it's a crapshoot. It's tough. I mean, I look at my grandparents. My grandpa worked for the county in Los Angeles for his entire career. My grandmother stopped working when she got married and was a housewife, so they were on his income only. But they had saved up just the right amount of money. They literally, after their sickness and illness and everything, after they passed away, they had like $5,000 left in their account. They spent through everything they saved. It was amazing.
Good for them. Wow, good for them.
Yeah,
all right,
lucky.
It's 48 after the hour.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go to O'ReillyAutoParts.com. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the Dr. Jack Stockwell with us right now.
Welcome.
Welcome to my world. It is your world. You are the king of all things health and wellness. Let's be real. Chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. You can get more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But when it comes to health and wellness, you have an approach that is not a situation of covering symptoms. That's not the quick fix. It is the long-term, getting to the root cause, and helping your body to work as it actually should, which I absolutely love this approach. And what do you have for us to speak on today?
Well, I think it's a general idea theme that I've been carrying in my local radio show in Salt Lake City. It's the idea that the two major causes of disease, whether we're talking about breast cancer, whether we're talking about diabetes, talking about Alzheimer's, cardiovascular problems, liver, kidney problems, whatever, is either trauma or malnutrition. And malnutrition being the premier cause in America, whether we're overly fed but undernourished kind of an idea.
Yes.
And that Americans are slowly starving to death, and even though we're getting fatter. And the evidence of that is this preponderance of degenerative diseases that affect the different organs, simply because our organs are starving for the micronutrition that is required for the organs to function properly. And when I'm thinking about, Doug and I had been talking about breast cancer earlier, a couple of weeks ago. And so being the second most common cancer in women, second only to skin cancer, although the breast cancer deaths have declined a little bit in recent years, it's still the second leading cause of cancer death among women. And according to the CDC, about a little over a quarter million cases are diagnosed every year. About 42,000 ladies die from this. And breast cancer, of course, is not only exclusive to women, as men can develop abnormal growth in their own breast tissue, undeveloped breast tissue, because whether you're born as a little boy or a little girl, you have the same amount of breast tissue. It's just that the estrogen that comes in a young lady when she turns from a little girl, an androgynous creature, into a woman, the estrogen proliferation is what allows the breast to grow. But men still have that underlying tissue that can become subject to cancer. So when I'm talking to my patients about this kind of a thing, they're always talking to me about, well, can it be prevented? Yes, a diet that's rich in organic fruits, organic vegetables, whole grains, can really lower a person's risk for many, many types of cancer. So some of the foods that I recommend to my patients in the sense of preventing breast cancer, only not that it stops breast cancer, but it feeds the breast tissue and it feeds the immune system with what is necessary to destroy cancer cells on contact. We know that according to the experts, the American Cancer Society and whatever else, a person who lives to a normal old age into their 80s that never had any cancer that they know of probably had cancer 6 to 7 times. It's just that their immune system was strong enough to defeat it. So the kind of foods that I recommend, and I'm talking organic, something as simple as apples, blueberries, broccoli, organic coffee, garlic, kale, raspberries, black tea, organic tea, mind you, walnuts, whole grains, all of these foods have been demonstrated by the American Institute for Cancer Research to provide the body with the necessary raw materials it needs to strengthen the immune system, to strengthen the anti-cancer aspects of our immune system, especially something called the natural killer cells, whose primary target is cancer. And it's constantly on patrol throughout the body all the time. But you can do blood tests to show how active the natural cancer cells are, the natural killer cells. And sometimes blood tests just show that the killer cells are AWOL. They're there, but they're not moving. They're not doing anything. And my position is that it goes back to our dietary choices. So the things you want to avoid you want to avoid processed foods, you want to avoid processed meats and sugar. Sugar is the big problem.
My goodness, yeah, eat more food, not food-like products. You can get more from Dr. Jack on ForbiddenDoctor.com or go to Good Day Health.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.